Slow business, fast success. Slow business, fast success. That's what I want to talk to you about today. I mentioned to you last week, I want to, again, it's permission, right? Permission to change our routines, permission to pay attention to our bodies, permission to tune in, permission to work differently, sleep differently, think differently, socialize differently. Maybe this is more than doesn't have to be, right, slow business, fast success. Maybe it's like, I don't know. Maybe it's completely the wrong title. This is Frazzled. This is uncut, unedited, unscripted. This is my unapologetic permission slip to think out loud, to talk to you about my burnt-out experience, to talk to you about living a frazzled life, to talk to you about, in some ways, like everything that I know about burnout, everything that I've learned and studied and researched and continue to research as part of my PhD in terms of burnout and cognitive functioning and the body and somatics and the nervous system and all of that stuff, right? This is Frazzled. Last week, I talked to you about the change in my body now that I am training for the London Marathon, right? What I'm noticing, cardio is no longer pushing me into like a fight or flight mode. Cardio is no longer pushing me into a complete and utter survival mode. It's actually, I'm enjoying it. I'm going at my own pace, listening to my body, and I'm tuning in. And over the last couple of months, few months really, and actually where I am now has been a really slow build since I'm going to go back to my surgery last year, right? But it's been a slow build since my surgery last year. I have been told by business coaches and mentors and God knows how many other people for years, like, you know, this is, you've got absolute foundations, absolute making of like a seven-figure business. And I've talked myself out of it every single time, right? Not interested in seven figures. I just want to continue to educate. I want to coach in the way that I do. And actually, I want to work less, right? And I had, and this is lived experience. This is what we get told all over social media. This is the overhang of my corporate life. This is what I grew up being told. You know, if you want, like, you know, if you want nice, even from, I don't know how, like, this, I don't know, size of a grasshopper, right? Is that still a saying? But even since then, right, I was told, if you want nice things, you have to work hard. I remember my mum, I don't even know how old I would have been, but I know I was a teenager. My dad used to get the Sunday Times every single weekend for the crossword. My dad's won a lot of the Sunday Times prizes with the crossword. But my dad used to buy the Sunday Times purely for the crossword. I'm sure he used to read some bits of it. There was also a property segment, like one of the pullouts. And he used to sit and do his crossword. And I used to go through like the Sunday Times property pullout, right? And I remember sitting with him one day. We both sat in the conservatory. We're sat in these chairs. He's like, where are we moving to this week then? I said, I can't remember the exact house. I don't know if it was Surrey, might have been Surrey, but I can still see what the house looked like. And it had all this acreage and it had a tennis court and it had stables and it had all this stuff. And it was, nowhere near as many millions as it would have been now, but it was a good few million pounds. And my dad's like, oh, wonderful, Kelly, right? Yeah. Okay, so I used to sit and dream with all these mansions. And my dad used to do the crosswords and we just chill. But my mum, if we ever mentioned it, if my dad ever said to mum, well, Kelly's found a house again this week. I can remember my mum continuously, like, people like us don't live in houses like that, Kelly. And somehow I think maybe that kind of stuck. And I remember there was also there was some new house, maybe there's like six or eight houses. Is it called a hamlet? Somebody tell me what a hamlet is. But I think it's called a hamlet. But there were six or eight houses that were built in what I'm going to call a hamlet. That might be completely the wrong word, but that's what's come to mind this morning. And I can remember them being built and they're by the golf course in Peterborough. And this little hamlet, whether that's the right word or not, was called Glen Eagles. And again, I can remember saying to my mom, I'm gonna have one of those houses. And my mum continued to, people like us don't live there. Now we lived on a council estate, right? My mum and dad had bought their own house. They bought the house from a housing association. But we lived on a council estate. Mum and dad were both civil servants. That was life. There was always something in me that was like, I want more. So that became the narrative. And one of my uncles had his own business. And we never saw him. He was always working, always pushing, always working harder. And like he'd splash the cash. We'd have like big family meals. We'd get Christmas presents, birthday presents with us. But we never really saw him because he was always working. So again, that fueled more of the narrative. If you want your own business, if you want this, you've got to work hard. And so, of course, I think that stuck with me. If I want to do well at school, I've got to work hard. If I want to do well in my first trainee position, I've got to work hard. I've got to work hard for this, got to work hard for that. And then, of course, I'm a mum of twins at 20. And I'm a C-suite HR director by 30, right? I worked bloody hard to get to that point. I've then reached burnout at 32. I've started my own business. Business has grown stupidly quickly, really quickly. I've got team members that I'm now responsible for their wages and their salaries for. As I've got to keep on working, I reached burnout for a second time. I've got to keep on working. I've got other people's salaries to pay. I've got additional responsibilities. I need to keep the roof over my own head. So I've got to keep on working hard. And all these coaches and all these mentors, none of them have said to me in 12 years now, 13 years now, 12 years since I started my own business, none of them have ever said, well, no, like you could make a seven-figure business, like working 2 days a week or working 3 days a week. Like you don't have to work harder. They've all spoken to me about you need the right systems, you need the right foundations, you need the right project, you need blah, 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 blah. But the start of this year, completely differently, again, I've been in business for 12 years now. Every year since I've started the business, the goals have been financial. And the money has mattered. Of course it does. But I've never really found excitement from the money milestones. It's just that, well, yeah, I hit it. Yeah, I earned it. Yeah, I achieved it. Yeah, like, yeah, almost kind of. So then once you kind of hit that, well, let's see if we can do an extra 10,000 more. Let's see if we can do an extra 50,000 more. Let's see if we can do an extra 100,000 more, right? You just kind of, but it's never been the driver. The driver for me is about the impact, how many people I want to speak to or work with or grow, how much change do I want to see? And I think, definitely since starting the Burnout Academy, like how many people do I want to train this year? In addition to that, how many people do I want to impact on stage? How many podcasts do I want to be on? And it's different bits. Some of it have been very kind of, I suppose what you call, like not huge business goals necessarily, right? I want to be on 3 podcasts this month. Okay, I'm on 3 podcasts this month. Okay, great. I want to speak to 1,000 coaches by the end of the year. Right, okay, I've got coaching groups set up. But it's a different driver. And it's the stuff that makes me go. So set the goal, achieve it. The money matters, of course it does. I still need to pay bills, right? I've still got to do stuff. It's not a business if I'm not making money. It's not a business if you're not making money, right? It becomes just a bloody expensive hobby. There are business expenses that you need to pay just to keep the lights on. So if we're not earning, it's not a business, it's a hobby. And for many of us as business owners, entrepreneurs, founders, whatever it is that we're calling ourselves, right? Even like self-employed, we need a certain amount of money to keep stuff going. Many of us are probably earning like, gone cranky again this morning, haven't I? Let me take a sip of my drink. We did this last week. I'm wondering, I've got an incense burning in the background. I did this last week when I was filming as well. Maybe the incense is getting to me. But like lots of us as founders, right, we're probably earning less than minimum wage with the amount of hours that we're working and for what it is that we're being paid. I don't know about you, but over the last few months, I don't think I've had many clients that have actually paid me on time for anything. That in itself adds a different struggle, different kind of stuff. But this year, coming into this year, I had a very different thought. And it came, like, if I was going to earn £1 million, I'm not saying £1 million is the goal, but if I was going to earn £1 million, what would I want the business to look like? Because I don't want to be working 7 days a week. I don't even want to be working 5 days a week. Actually, for me, this was going to be the perfect business. 2 days a week would be amazing, right? So if I'm going to work 2 days a week, so then all of a sudden, right, working 2 days a week and creating £1 million business, that sounds exciting. But if you said to me it could be £1 million business, right, it's just, that's just a money number. And I don't want to be working 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 days a week in order to earn £1 million. That's not a bit exciting. But what would business look like if I earn £1 million a year working 2 days a week? Now, again, it's less about the money. It's the impact for me. But that was enough to get me thinking differently about the business. And so actually it's getting, you know, looking at the Master Burnout Coach program, looking at the way in which I'm coaching, not doing loads of low cost stuff, not creating lots of low cost stuff, not focusing on selling online courses, for example, or self-study courses that people don't want, right? Being more intentional about the podcast that I'm on, being more intentional about the groups that I'm in, being more intentional about how I show up on socials and all of that kind of stuff. And so I started this year with if it were to be a seven figure business, I'd want to do it 2 days a week. And so the way in which I've been changing and adjusting how I work and when I work and the systems and getting all of the back office stuff and the automations and just getting all of the foundations right as seamless as possible has been amazing. And then a couple of months ago, I found myself saying, well, it could just like could be client delivery 2 days a week. And then I could be creating content for the other 2 days a week, right? I could be doing YouTube videos and I could be doing podcasts and I could be, you know, doing all of my socials and I could be, and I'm like, but I don't like, I could create a lot of content in 2 full days, right? These podcasts are what, between 20 and 30 minutes each. I mean, that would be a lot of content, even if I did that 1 day a week, right? How many podcasts could I get recorded? My YouTube videos, about 15, between 15 and let's say 20 minutes each, right? That's a lot of YouTube videos. But think about it from content. Actually, I've cut out my Instagram. I've cut out my TikTok. I've stopped my Substack. I need one blog a week. I need one podcast a week. I only need one YouTube video a week. Those things are not going to take me 3 days a week or 2 days a week to create. And then I started to look at the emails. Now, I have still been sending emails to my email subscribers Monday to Friday because I think, well, I've got lots to say. Social media is hiding me. Let's kind of get this out there. But actually, what does it say if the burnout expert is sending emails to people 5 days a week? That's only a thought that I've had over this last week, right? What does that say? What if it is about creating a slower business? What if I could genuinely create a seven-figure business working 2 days a week? And what if it's not even seven figures, but what if it's comfortably six figures working 2 days a week? What does that allow me? That allows me a full Saturday just for family, a full Sunday purely for rest. That allows me my PT sessions. That allows me my marathon training. That allows me my weight sessions. That allows me yoga. That allows me family time. That allows me to get stuff sorted in the house. It allows me more stuff, more time in the garden. Allows me more baking time, more cooking time, more focus on proper, like, proper nourishing meals that are going to keep my body going as they need to do. That potentially also means that I could try and change my sleep pattern. And again, that was a driver that came over the last couple of weeks. I've been really struggling. I'm usually a 5 a.m. person. And over the last few weeks, some of it may be heat related, some of it may be hormone related, some of it may be just life, right? I'm usually up and awake kind of 10 to 5. And I've not been waking up by this. I've had to set an alarm. And then as I was looking at the data of my Aura ring, it told me like 5:40 would be your ideal wake-up time. So I set my alarm for 5:40 and I've been struggling to get out of bed. And some mornings I'm forcing myself to stay awake because my alarm's gone off at 5:40 and we don't go back to sleep. And some mornings I've been going back to sleep again and I've been waking up between 6:30 and 7 and I felt completely different. So what if I allowed myself to wake up naturally between 6:30, maybe set an alarm, like dead stop for 7 a.m. so that I'm up. It's summer holidays for the next 6 weeks. Don't need to be doing any school run. There's no morning that ever I need to leave the house before 7:40. And that only happens once a week. The rest of the time, I've got nothing in my diary until 10. So even if I wake up at 7, there's nothing in my diary before 10 o'clock any day of the week. And I only need to do one blog a week. And I only need to do one podcast a week. And I only need to do one YouTube video a week. So why am I trying to expand my week? But then if I start looking at the other stuff that happens, it's usually the days that I'm decorating or the days that I'm in the garden or the days that I'm focusing on more yoga. Because I've already laid the foundations for the week. I've done the live, I've done the training, I've scheduled my socials, I've scheduled my emails, everything is running. And it's when I step back from all of that and do some stuff around the house or have lunch with my parents or I go to stay with a friend for a few days or I do some yoga. It's on those days that I become, I'm not going to say flooded, but it's those days that I get a lot more inquiries. It's those days that I get a lot more bookings. It's those days that I get a lot more sales. And yet again, somewhere in my head, I've got, well, I'm starting to feel better. 2 days a week, yeah, fine. But then, you know, I'm getting a bit bored on the other days. So I need to kind of, let's jam pack those days full again with loads of stuff. Let's do more content creation. I cannot tell you how many posts I've already got scheduled, how many videos I've already got recorded. I've already, like all of my blogs for the rest of this year, they're already written and scheduled. My emails for the Master Burnout Coach that's launching in November, my emails for that are already written and scheduled. My social media for that is already created and scheduled. My podcasts I record weekly, my YouTube videos I record weekly, but I've still also got a library of podcasts and a library of YouTube videos just in case I ever get to the point where I don't feel like recording one that week. Right? I've got stuff. And the last few weeks and the last few months, I've been really stripping as much back as I can and really trying to pay attention to what it is that I need. And actually, if I want a slower paced business, if I want to work with the coaches and the individuals in an intentional way, right? If you're going to join me as a Master Burnout Coach, that's intentional learning every single week. If you're going to join me as a coaching or as a coachee, coaching client, coachee, if you're going to join me for that, it's a 12-month intentional coaching program. It's not fast. It's not speedy. It's not let's cram it in between loads of other meetings, right? It's purposefully about creating the space and creating the intention and doing it slowly and deliberately in a way that matters. And yet I've started to look at other things that are in and around the business and my fast and constant social media and my fast and constant emails and I'm still a fast talker, right? I can still talk at 1,000 miles an hour. There we go. But I can still talk really quickly. But what if everything just became slower and more deliberate? And where I'm allowing things to be slower and more deliberate, that's where I'm starting to see the change. That's where I'm starting to see the success. But still somewhere in here, I've had the, okay, yeah, 2 days a week has been really comfortable. Let's double it. And if you'd said to me 6 months ago or even a year ago, do you want to work 4 days a week? I'd have told you no. I mean, I was doing. But long-term plan, would that be the ideal for me? No, like I'd love to just do like 2 easy days of client delivery a week. create a massive impact, and then focus more time on family and friends and health. What have I been doing? Working brilliantly on 2 days a week, and then say, well, let's go to four, because I could just create content for another 2 days a week, and then it would be brilliant. We don't need more content. And okay, I've already said, like, I've come off my Instagram, I've come off TikTok. I don't need that much content on YouTube. I don't need that much content on LinkedIn. I don't need that many emails. And I'm honestly finding that the slower the business, the slower my life, the slower my everything, the slower that I allow my mornings to start, the slower that I allow my evenings to, you know, allow my kind of day to decompress and get myself ready for a good night's sleep, the slower I'm becoming with everything, the more deliberate it's becoming. And the more deliberate it's becoming, the more success I am creating. And for somebody, again, that has spent 35 years of my life pushing, proving, working harder, and being rewarded for it as well, right? That's the reminder, isn't it? Because working harder got me all of the promotions. Working harder got me a six-figure salary. Working harder got me the house and the cars and everything else. And working harder got me to burnout. But the rest of the world continues to tell us, and we still see it all over our social feeds, right? Everybody's telling us burnout doesn't happen because of hard work. And I know that. I know through the 12 years, 13 years that I've been doing this work, I know that burnout is caused by toxicity minus sense of self. And everything that I'm doing, I've done, you know, some amazing work on my own personal values this year. Right, really kind of looking at my values again. How are my values working? I don't know if I've talked to you about values, have I? So maybe if I haven't talked to you about values, maybe that's next week's episode. But just being so much more intentional and so much more deliberate, and actually a lot of the noise. Because imagine if I could have still got to be C-suite HR director at 30. But imagine if I'd been more deliberate in that, instead of thinking that I needed to be working 100 hours a week in order to make that happen. And what if it hadn't have been 30? What if it had been 40? Where could you slow down? Where could you, what's kind of your analogy, your difference of kind of like slow business, fast success? Where could you be more deliberate? And more consciously deliberate, right? It's about consciously choosing. Where could we all be more consciously deliberate to just create our own completely different version of success? Because I am done with the hassle. I'm done with being told that I need to be, you know, on Instagram and growing on Instagram, posting on Instagram like 11 times a day. A friend of mine has been told, she's like, I want to grow on my Insta, and like, I need this stuff. 11 times a day she's been told she's got to post, one on her actual feed, and then 10 trial reels a day. 11 pieces on it, and that's just Instagram. And she's still on TikTok, and she's still on Substack, and she's still on LinkedIn, and now she's thinking about doing YouTube, and she's thinking about a podcast, and she's thinking about a blog. Like, I've been, and not that I've done 11 pieces of content on Instagram, but I've been on all those platforms. I'm now on 2. And everything is becoming more conscious. Everything is becoming more deliberate. Everything is becoming slower. And as a result, the business is growing in ways, and the inquiries are growing in ways, and the work is growing in ways that I couldn't have imagined if I was spending all of my time creating 11 pieces of content for Instagram every single day. Right, I've given myself permission to change my morning routine and wake up later. I'm giving myself permission to look at my day. I'm giving myself permission to look at my week. I'm giving myself permission to create my life and my business in a way that works for me. Not in a way that the rest of my family are doing, but in a way that works for me. And the more deliberate that I get with that, the better everything is becoming. And the more time I've got for the stuff that matters. My parents, my family, my friends, my health, my sleep, my growth. What's your definition of slow business, fast success? I'll see you again next week. Take care for now. Bye-bye.